Welcome to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor. Today we're going to be talking about some union matters. Unifor, the largest private sector union in the country, is having its convention in August. And we're going to be talking to Tony Leah of Local 222 in Oshawa, because there's, as listeners will know, a sort of a cloud hovering over Unifor. There are many questions that need to be asked or are being asked. So we will try to get to the nub of them. And I started to say Phil Conlon isn't here, but actually he is. So he snuck in. And the other matters that we have to talk about that we want to make sure we touch on is Alex Terrell, the Green Party of Quebec. He's the leader of the Green Party of Quebec, longstanding, I would say. And, you know, the political life of leaders in Canada can be like a moth. But he's had a good period where he's very well-spoken, very intelligent. We've had him on the program, which, you know, that's proof of his intelligence. We've had him on the program talking about matters to do with all the issues that the Green Party addresses and needs to address. But, as again, if you read the papers, you know that Alex is in a jackpot, because the mysterious group that runs the Green Party, and I have no idea who that would be. I've never understood the Green Party, but at any rate, I'm going to call them the executive, are taking steps to remove Alex Terrell as a member of the federal Greens. And Phil, you know, I mean, that's part of getting used to politics, and is that you got to know that if you're in a provincial part of the party, that doesn't mean you're in the federal, and if you're in, or vice versa. So he wants, Alex wants to stand, intends to stand for leader. There's a leadership election scheduled. So apparently they're in a panic to see to it that he's not allowed to run, rather equivalent to the Democratic Party in the U.S. deciding that Tulsi Gabbard should disappear, just go away. Even, and why? Well, because she won all the debates, and therefore that's a bad sign. There's even a danger that members of the party would like her. So that's a serious problem. Anyway, Alex Terrell is the word I saw, and just to describe Alex Terrell's problem is that they said that he has brought discredit, put the party, I think it's discredit or disrepute, but I think it's discredit. Anyway, it's the opposite, of course. He has given the party credibility. He's a very well-spoken leader, and he's, by the way, an active leader. He's I think 30, maybe 32, 34, but he's got energy. He goes to, he's the kind of leader who turns up at picket lines. He flew to British Columbia to join demonstrations against the cutting of the old forest in British Columbia. And there are people apparently in national leadership did not like that. You know what it is. I mean, he's upstaging them. And also, he has his own views. But so, at any rate, we'll be talking about this matter further. Probably going to take it up with Tony Leah of Unifor, because I know that Alex Terrell supported the Oshawa General Motors workers when they were calling for the nationalization of the plant, if you know, because of the conduct of General Motors. And so I would say he, if we're going to use the word repute, he brought them into repute, because those were courageous things, and he stood with people. So I guess I'm advocating that. Issue number one, he's also opposed to the North Atlantic Treaty Organization's involvement. And what he says is provocative behavior in Ukraine and the Eastern Europe, where, again, he suffers from being absolutely correct. If you notice around the internet, by the way, the brighter and brighter, the bright people are all saying this. And we're all going to have to, I'll swallow hard and say, even Henry Kissinger, or Kissinger has said, please remember diplomacy exists and one ought to practice it. And also, if you want to survive, you probably ought to work out a living relationship with those powers that you don't entirely approve of. I mean, take Saudi Arabia, for example. I mean, our values were shown clear and bright when Joe Biden, who leads the values movement, when Chrystia Freeland and Trudeau say our values, they mean Joe's values. And Joe did a fist bump with the whatever it is of Saudi Arabia, and when he said he wouldn't, but then he did. So anyway, so Alex Turrell seems to be suggesting a fist bump with President Putin might be a good idea. You notice I call him president. That's not really approved language. I'm supposed to just say Putin. You know, don't mention he's president. He's just Putin. It's kind of like, you know, talking about boxers. Anyhow, so yes, that's crime number one. My understanding, the federal leadership of the Greens wrote a letter to Alex Turrell. And I noticed, incidentally, Phil, they used the word when they said, you are echoing Putin, or they didn't say President Putin or the Russians or the leadership. It's like they understand politics to be kind of a grammar school fist fight. You know, that's Putin. And when you write an official letter telling someone he can't run for office for your party, you just use terms like that. You know, just throw them around. To my mind, that showed how they're not serious intellectually.
So Phil, if I can comment. Of course, what's going on in the Green Party right now is exactly what has been going on in the NDP for many, many years. They disqualify all kinds of very fine people who put their names forward to be candidates.
Yes.
And they will lose certain ridings rather than win them with somebody that they don't want to win it with. And they, and I think that the Greens are cut from the same mold. And
yes. To be honest, all these parties are NATO parties.
Yes.
And so if somebody is not NATO, I mean, that's really what they want to know is, you know, are you from NATO? And he says, yes. Okay, well, you can run. But if you are a not NATO guy, that's a problem. Whether you're talking about Liberal Party, Conservative Party, the Bloc Québécois, NDP, whatever, and certainly the Greens. And of course, he has a very strong case. He reminds them that they're a peace party, you know. I mean, they were going to be out of step with the mainstream party. They're saying we have to have, change in our strategy on climate and on these fossil fuels that'll destroy us all, we're told. And he says these things. But unfortunately, they have to check in with NATO. And if you have a candidate who says, I don't agree with this, I mean, we have to have a peace settlement and all that, though they get out to pitchforks, you know, and they come for you. Anyway, so it's something I hope all our listeners will interest themselves in. I believe that every individual who has an opinion should help them understand by writing them notes, messages, put it in your own words, as they say, be polite. You know, we're now in, the internet, Twitterverse, where nobody's polite. Everybody's a barbarian. One PhD writes to another PhD about a little detail, and two tweets later, they're arranging to fight each other in the back alley, you know, and talking about each other's grandmother. Your grandmother, you know. So it's not, you know, we're polite. That's the game. That's our trick, a little trick. All this to say, yes, Alex Turrell is a credit, very much a credit to the Green Party, and we hope he gets all this cleared up. I'd like to see him get elected. The only body comparable is, Dimitri Lascaris, who he's sympathetic to the situation. He's been through the the laundromat beginning and then back through the laundromat. He's been tossed over. These guys are really tough. Lascaris and Alex Tyrrell are very tough people. We're going to be talking to Tony. I think we'll have a bit of music. Seems apropos. I think it is. It's something from Bertolt Brecht and Friends.